All right, we spent all morning and most of the afternoon reviewing the film and talking about as a staff, how things went and trying to evaluate what happened last night and also make plans going forward for some things that we need to do and work on, some decisions we may need to make and so forth. I thought overall last night that we obviously got off to a good start, which was great. We got some great field position defensively, and our offense was able to capitalize on that and get some points on the board, get the ball in the end zone, played good in the red area, and overall we had a pretty good night in the red area and on third down. I think the score is a little bit deceiving. I think in the first half we still made a lot of things we need to do better, and the second half. I think there were a lot of good things out there, but that was a lot of those were negated by a few bad things, and so the score and the production and so forth looked like it shifted a lot from the first half to the second half. But I would say the overall play was probably not that far apart. First half probably wasn't quite as good as it looked. The second half probably wasn't quite as bad as it looked, but. In any case, collectively as a team in all three phases of the game, we still have a lot of work to do. We got a lot of things we can do better, and hopefully with this long week we have in front of us now, a couple extra days before the Detroit game, we'll be able to allocate more time to getting things done at a higher level and also putting in some new things and expanding our installation as we head closer to the start of the regular season. So that's pretty much where we're at for this afternoon.
Bill, after looking at the film, what was the reason that you saw you guys were so effective pressuring Freeman and then Johnson after that?
They played a lot of people. They had about three different groups on the offensive line. A couple times when we pressured, it looks like they just had a breakdown in assignments. They just didn't block a guy. So we had a few of those. And then we had some good rushes up front at times, and we're able to beat some blockers and get pressure on the quarterback. But I'd say it was a combination of things. A couple times it was more them making a mistake than us making a great play, and there were times where we had good rushes when they should have had us blocked, but we were able to be disruptive with either an individual pass rush or a stunt that was called or something like that.
Bill, what was your assessment of Nate Solder's work?
I think Nate's had a couple good weeks. Sure, he learned a lot of things last night. Did some good things, and I think he built on last week's game. There's still things that are coming up, and they'll continue to come up on a weekly basis that are different matchups or a different situation against a certain play that he'll learn from and hopefully be able to do it better the next time. But he's making progress. He's working hard. I think he's competitive in every phase of the game, running game, pass protection, playing against athletic guys, playing against power and bigger guys. I think he can compete in all those levels. It's just gaining a little more experience, consistency, working together with his teammates so that we can execute better collectively as a group when we're blocking 2-on-2 or 3-on-3 or 4-on-4, that everybody can see the same thing and get it done right. But He's making progress.
Bill, Kyle Love is a guy that we've seen more and more of over the last couple of weeks. How would you assess his play to this point in the preseason?
I put Kyle in that whole group of second-year players. I think, as a group, those guys have certainly started this year at a much higher level than where they were at last year. They know more. They're more confident. They still have a long way to go, but a lot of their fundamentals and their basic understanding of the offensive and defensive systems is way ahead of where it was last year. And I think that results in players like Kyle playing more aggressively, playing at a faster pace with more confidence, less hesitation about what to do, and more aggressiveness in doing what their assignment is. And that comes with – usually it comes with more confidence, more – a better understanding of the system and your techniques and just you know, being able to cut it loose more, and I think he's done a good job of that.
Was there any part of you that was interested, or not happy, but at least interested to see Mallett throw the interception, then have to come back and kind of deal with that a little bit of adversity, and how did you think he responded?
Yeah, I thought, well, I, you know, of course you don't want to see plays, negative plays happen, but eventually they're going to happen in this league, and so whether it was, you know, Tom getting sacked in a two-minute drive, or Ryan throwing an interception, or Brian throwing an interception that the corner dropped that would have been run back for a touchdown, you do want to see how players respond to those plays, or, you know, a defensive player missing a tackle or giving up completion, or a receiver, you know, dropping a ball, or and things like that. I mean, look, that's unfortunately part of the game, and seeing how people respond to that type of adversity or a negative play. Do they go in the tank? Does one bad play become two? You know, does one missed block become three? Or do they bounce back and, you know, right the ship and then, you know, settle down and do a better job? So I think that's part of the evaluation with, you know, really with all our players. And they, if they play enough, they all have those plays. But it is interesting. We do talk about that, about how players respond when they have a bad play. You know, how does that affect them on the coming plays? And, you know, Ryan got a few blitzes there in the last series he was in. They gave him a couple different looks, the Will Weak safety look off the weak side, a couple strong side blitzes. So, you know, he saw those things, you know, he saw those plays pretty well after the interception. So I thought that he did, you know, handle himself, you know, pretty well, considering there were a couple tough looks there. But again, overall, I just think, you know, all the players, including every player that played in the game, we just all need to play, and the coaches too. We all need to play and coach with, you know, with more consistency and more awareness, and just sharpen it up. I mean, there's no other way to put it. We all just got to sharpen up our skills, and that's, luckily we got a couple more games to do that with in the preseason before we get to Miami, but I think we all need it.
Bill, with Danny Woodhead's injury last night and Brett Lockett, with either of them, are you expecting them to be out for any significant amount of time, and is there any update on their situation?
No, I don't have any updates. We got in pretty late last night, and we've been scrambling around today trying to, you know, get caught up on the film and all those kind of things. So we'll see how they are when they come back in tomorrow. Usually takes 24 to 48 hours to, you know, sort things out. And then even then, it becomes a day-to-day thing from there. So I don't really have any updates. And you know, hopefully they'll be back sooner rather than later.
Bill, did Danny, in the fourth quarter, did Woodhead just happen to be on that punt unit? Or was that... I don't know. It's usually fourth quarter is a time when kind of a different group of guys play. I'm wondering if there was a reason he was playing at that time.
You know, when we go into any game, all the players are told to be ready to play for the entire 60 minutes. That's what a game is. We don't, you know, we don't stop playing. We don't stop coaching. Everybody's ready to play the whole time from beginning to end. And that's every player and every coach that's part of the game. So that's how we approach them all.
So will Yateman get some extended time, Bill? How did you feel he responded to the extended work?
Okay. I think, that, again, there were some things that were good. There were some other things that need a lot of improvement. You know, Will's coming off a very limited amount of football experience in the last 3 years. You know, didn't play 2 and 3 years ago, and then last year played in the fall, but without spring practice. So, you know, this year he's starting it up again, and it's, I think, you know, the more he gets out there, the more he does things, the more confident and the better technique-wise he does them. He's a good athlete. He's made a lot of progress, but, you know, he's got a lot of ground to make up just from a football playing experience standpoint. But he's working hard to do that, and think last night there were some good signs, and again a lot of things that he knows he still needs to work on.
So last night we didn't see much of Brian Hoyer. Was that just to get more of a look at Ryan Mallett, because you basically know at this point what you can get from Brian?
I think all three quarterbacks had a pretty decent number of snaps. So, by the time we get through practice and the preseason games and all that, I think, we'll distribute the snaps as much as we can to, get an evaluation of the players the way we feel like we need to evaluate them.
Bill, any update on the status of Haynesworth, and do you expect to have him for the opener?
He's day-to-day.
And is he working out at Gillette?
Is he working out at Gillette?
Yeah, is he on campus with you guys, or just he hasn't been seen?
All the players are here.
Any other questions? All right, thank you, Coach.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Coach.